It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds which may be different from our own. We've been keeping abreast with dairy farmer Eric Neal out at his place in Cass County. Through drought and mud, searing heat and freezing cold, it's never the same 2 years in a row for Neal and his family. He joins us once again from the farm as he prepares for one more winter. And Eric, so good to have you. Welcome back and happy holidays to you.
Good morning, Steve. Same to you.
Where on the farm are you actually this morning, Eric?
I'm hiding in my office next to the milk parlor.
Yeah, okay. So it's quiet where you are right now.
That's right. It's a little windy to be out amongst my cows right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you switched to dairy farming, you left the job you had in town to devote yourself to milk production full time. Are you going to be able to keep up with that?
We've been talking about that a lot.
Yeah.
We've struggled, as we've talked about quite a bit, getting started here in a drought and learning how to do this. And recently, Julie and I have been talking about going back to work. To do that, we'd have to manage an employee and four employees, and we've been discussing that lately. It's exciting talk.
You want to go back to work? Why, Eric?
Well, I want to expand. Mm-hmm. And I want to grow, and being poor is really hard.
Yeah.
And cash poor is tough, and there's a contingent of if we have a job in town, it makes things here easier. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. You know, if you take a job off the farm, who's going to wind up, you know, getting the milking done? What's the plan for all of that?
So there's a thing in grazing dairies that started in Ireland and it moved to New Zealand. It's called share milking.
Huh.
And it's a agriculture career path. And I don't think we have anything like that in the United States. A share milker, there's a whole range of things, way contracts that can be set up. But the idea is the guy that milks the cows and takes care of the cows, the herdsman, the dairy farmer, gets a percentage of the milk check, somewhat equal into what his inputs are. If it's just labor, it's going to be a smaller percentage. If there's a low order share milker that provides some of the feed and some of the fertilizer for the grass, and then he gets a percentage and on up to owning all the cows and anything on the farm that moves. So we've been exploring that.
Well, dictionary.com defines a share milker as a person who lives on a dairy farm, milking the owner's herd for an agreed share of the profits and usually building his own herd simultaneously. Where do you find someone like that? Where are you going to go? Because I'm wondering how many kids, you know, coming out of K-State are looking to do this, or maybe there are.
I'm in Missouri. I don't know about K-State.
Good luck.
There are people out there, believe it or not, that want to be dairy farmers. And it is a really hard thing to get started at. It takes a lot of capital and knowledge that you can't make any mistakes if you bet all your capital and then have to learn the business. So finding that person, we're advertising amongst dairymen right now, and that may not be the best place to advertise for a share milker. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't found the guy yet.
Yeah. Well, I understand. Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
I was going to say maybe this. Maybe there's somebody.
Yeah, there you go. If you're interested, give us a call, 816-235-2888. Brian McTavish has come into the studio. Maybe he'll be interested in coming out with Eric Neal and doing some milking out there. Well, I understand that congratulations are in order for your wife, Julie. She's been named to the USDA's Secretary's Advisory Committee on Beginning Farmers and Ranchers, one of only 20 people who've been asked to serve. This has got to be exciting for both of you, is it?
It is. It is. It is a really great thing. I'm so proud of her for doing it. It's a cool thing. And we feel like we have some input there.
What do you want to tell people about, you know, the world of beginning farmers and ranchers? What do people have to know about that?
Of course, it is a total commitment. If you're going to do it full-time, it is a 24/7, 365 commitment, and you live it. And that's part of the draw. Financing is very difficult for a young person. And that part, I think, is what Julie's probably going to add to the conversation. There are many programs in the world for beginning farmers and ranchers. There's not a lot of money there available, yeah. And it would be really hard to start with the amount that is available.
Yeah. Well, Eric, here's the really good news. Our phone just lit up. We have a phone call, and maybe it's someone who's going to come out there and want to work with you. We'll let you know here in just a little bit. But you've said that you're unsure just how well voices of dairymen are being heard, you know, across the country, because they're such a small portion of the agricultural population and an even smaller segment of the overall population. Do you feel a committee like this is a step in the right direction for, you know, for having direct input with the USDA?
I do. I do know that the USDA is even our local FSA office is ran by farmers. When I say ran by, there's a committee of farmers that's elected in every county that distributes or approves the distribution of government funds, whatever mm-hmm. that may be, whatever you think about it. It has to go through farmers first.
Huh.
So there is a policy contingent to this. You know, there's. The people that make the policy are going to take whatever that group decides upon and use it, I would say. Good thing.
Well, Eric, the good news is somebody called. The really good news is that the caller is a mom who says that her 4-year-old daughter would like to work with you on the farm.
That'd be great.
That's the right answer, Eric.
Yeah.
It's the right answer. Hey, just quickly, the forecast for this weekend shows precipitation moving in that, you know, everyone's talking about this. Now, it may include freezing rain and some snow showers. How do you prepare for that? Or is there anything extra you do when the weather takes a turn for the worse like this?
I make sure we have enough hay and the grain bins full and the waters are ready to be. The ice when I'm broken, if that's what needs to happen. We just make sure we have something for everybody to eat and a way to get it to them.
Okay, just you can laugh if you want. Does the mood of the cows change when it gets sort of nasty out there? Or you notice any difference, or is it just a cow?
Yeah. Yes, the mood changes, absolutely.
Does it?
It's a cold rain on a cow is outside is not much fun. And dairy cows are kind of skinny.
That's right.
And the heat leaves them a lot faster. So they're uncomfortable with it. They don't like it, and they're pretty anxious to come to the holding area, which is a covered place in front of the milk shed, and hang out.
Ah, there you go. Well, Eric, you know,
they get surly.
So it was a good question. I'm glad I asked a good question there. It's always great to talk to you, Eric. Best of luck this winter, and say hello to your wife for us as well, too. Okay.
I'll do that. Thanks, Steve.
All the best, Eric. That's Eric Neal. He's the owner and operator, along with his wife, Julie, of Neal & Sons Dairy in Cass County, Missouri.